With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Day three of the Democrat National Convention in Chicago sees Minnesota Governor Tim Walz officially accept the Democrat nomination for vice president. He talked about growing up in Nebraska and about his and Vice President Kamala Harris's vision for America. Former President Clinton addressed the Democrat convention as well, praising President Biden for giving up his political power. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries spoke, saying Kamala Harris is ready to lead.
President Biden selflessly passed the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris, who is ready, willing, and able to fight for the people.
Also at SRNnews.com, in a campaign rally in Asheboro, North Carolina, former President Trump said the Obamas were nasty to him in their remarks at the Democrat convention Tuesday night.
Did you see Barack Hussein Obama last night? Take little shots. He was taking shots at your president. And so was Michelle. You know, they always say, sure, please stick to policy. Don't get personal. And yet they're getting personal all night long, these people. Do I still have to stick to policy?
New data says job growth in the U.S. was a lot weaker than initially estimated. The Bureau of Labor Statistics review of employment numbers found there were 818,000 fewer jobs in March this year than what was reported. Republicans say the books were cooked to help the Biden administration in an election year. A federal judge is blocking a ban on non-compete agreements that was set to take effect next month. Federal Trade Commission this year banned most non-competes, which keep employees from leaving jobs to work for a competitor, or if they do leave a job, they can't work for a certain amount of time. This is SRN News. California lawmakers kill a child protection bill.
The measure would have made it more difficult for small kids to access pornography online, and it passed the state assembly with flying colors. But when the legislation reached the state Senate's Appropriations Committee, it was quietly killed without a vote. The California Family Council accuses lawmakers of giving in to pressure from the pornography industry, saying, quote, it seems that money talks louder than common sense in this state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge temporarily clears the way for a boy to play soccer for his high school team while he and another student challenge a New Hampshire ban. U.S. District Court Chief Judge Landia McCafferty found that the boy demonstrated success on the merits of the case, and she believed he would suffer harm without emergency action. The order was granted, as the athletes also argue for the judge to block the law. This is SRN News. A new poll shows about 4 in 10 U.S. adults don't know a lot about Democrat vice presidential candidate Tim Walz. 3 in 10 for GOP's J.D. Vance.
The poll, conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows that 4 out of 10 Americans don't know enough about Democratic vice presidential nominee Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to form an opinion. The same goes for about 3 out of 10 Americans regarding Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, the Republican vice presidential nominee. The current polling finds that Vance's support within the Republican Party has doubled to 6 out of 10 among Republicans, mostly attributed to the rise in awareness of him and his policies. Similarly, the AP NORC poll found that Walz maintains favorable opinions with 6 out of 10 Democrats, with approximately 3 out of 10 not knowing enough about him to form an opinion. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will speak Friday about his path forward. More details at SRNnews.com.